Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode of Research 101, Podcast 101 with Matthew Thomas. Today, what I want to talk about is where it starts is where it ends. Where it starts is where it ends. That's deep. Let me pray first. Dear precious Father, I just want to thank you for life, the testimony you put in me, freedom, just loving my life and thankful, grateful, blessed, and blessed for who I am and what I could do. So Lord, as I deliver this message on where it starts is where it ends, I ask you to just be with me and bless me and bless the people and bless us all, Lord, as we receive this message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Where it starts is where it ends. That's deep. What does that mean? It means that wherever you got it from, you have to take it back. Give it back. It could be anything. It could be sickness, bitterness, jealousy, hate. Any negative trait. Anything that is not being fruitful to your life. Anything that holds you back from being happy, take it back. Where it starts is where it ends. That means wherever you got it from, you got to go back to that place in order to end it. Wherever it started at, you have to go back to that place in order to end it. It's like, you gotta go where you gain those negative traits, those bad things from. You gotta go back and visit. Because when you visit, realize why, what, when, where, how. And most of the time, we weren't mature. Because we were young and we was in our youth, so we had to learn lessons. So we weren't able to understand and know that we had these bad traits and why we had them and where they come from. It's like being bitter. Where they come from? If you move away, in my case, I moved away and I took a lot of things with me. I left for one on a bad note, bad terms. In a bad mood, in a bad state. I left like that. So, because I left like that, I couldn't move forward with my life. I could not move forward with my life. And if you don't take it back, you can't move forward. Also, face the addiction. Face bad blood, having bad blood against loved ones, and attempting to fix things from a distance away. It don't work out like that. Where it starts is where it ends. So if you ran away from things and or went so far ahead in life that you carry some things that you didn't expect to bring with you, I'm here to tell you that you gotta go back to them same places.
And this time you do the self-evaluation. You'll realize that you were young, you didn't know. But in order to grow, in order to progress, in order to move forward in life, you have to go back where it started in order to end it. This could be addiction, this could be a habit, this could be anything that's holding you back. In order to go forward, you gotta look back, because where it starts is where it ends. God bless. We're gonna end with a prayer. We're gonna go out. Dear precious Father, I just want to thank you for life and being able to live free and happy, fulfilled, loved. Lord, I know you behind the scenes. I know you got a plan and you had this already set. And like you say, when a man is set free, he's free indeed. So Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you for my wife and my children. I miss them so much. I just wish I could be with them. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. But I'm going to stay blessed. And if I wish I could be with them and be the best father. And just do what I have to do. I'm more balanced and a better place. And I'm thankful, Lord. So Father, I just want to praise you. I just want to thank you. Keep me holy and magnified. We still believing in you, Lord. Bless me as I seek rest, Lord. Bless me as I go on life, Lord. Be a new individual, a new person, a better version of me, Lord. Be happy and content so that I'm able to be the best father and husband I can be, Lord. Father, I thank you and I praise you so much, Lord, for the things I have in my life and the things that I possess, Lord. I pray for us all, Lord, as a whole, Lord. Keep us content and blessed, Lord, but not getting complacent, Lord. Keep gaining, going higher. Keep our mindset clear and just loving life, Lord. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you. The blessings in my heart, the love that you put in me, because there's no grace greater than you, Lord. And the mercy always exceeds, always overflows me, Lord. So, Father, I thank you. Keep me blessed as I seek rest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.